you know, we're doing a lot of monitoring of the weather at this point, which is really what's pretty typical in this kind of situation. But we have put all of our crews on notice to let them know that there will be, you know, there could possibly be some potential weather coming in, and we may need extra crews to help out with any damage that we might see.
Assuming we do get walloped, which is the prediction, what should people do individually in and around their house with the storm?
Well, in this particular storm, you know, obviously, I think the thing that we're worried about the most is the amount of snow. And one of the things that we tell our customers is on two fronts. If you're a natural gas customer, to really try to make sure that the meter, which is oftentimes located outside the house, outside the building, is not covered by snow, because that will block the vent in there, and it could force carbon monoxide into the home instead of venting it out into the outside where we're trying to get it. So to make sure that the snow doesn't block that. And the other thing is, from the electric side, it's called a weather head, where the electric comes into your home and it connects from the pole to your house. A lot of times when there's a lot of snow, people are trying to get snow off their roof or remove snow and things like that. We caution people to be careful that they don't go near that connection, because it is live, and you certainly don't want to touch that with a ladder or something metal.
Would you say outages are expected?
I think there's potential of that. You know, one thing that a lot of times we look at the weather and we look at temperature. I think for us, you know, things like wind and ice are really the things that we look at that are the most dangerous. And in this case, it looks like the temperatures will be colder, which would mean that the snow would be kind of a lighter snow. So we hope that that doesn't really damage our system as much. So that, I guess that's what we're hoping. So we're cautiously optimistic that we could come through this with minimal outages. But we're certainly prepared in case the forecast changes.
Is it helpful if individual customers report outages?
Yes, it is always helpful. I think it's one of those misconceptions that people think that we know that their power is out. And the only way that we know that power is out is when customers call us. And the more customers that call us, the better, because it gives us more information as to where the damage may be. So if you do experience an outage, we certainly want you to call us. The number is 1-800-867-5222. And you can use that number as well if you see a down line or any damage around your house. And, of course, if you do see a down line, we always caution customers to assume it's live and to certainly not go near that line.
Is there anything else somebody should do in the midst of a storm if the power does go out?
You know, I think that make sure that they have the contact information for National Grid. You know, we certainly urge customers to keep their cordless devices and things like that charged up beforehand, and to make sure that, you know, they have alternate means to get out of the house, to go get groceries and things like that. You know, normal sort of emergency precautions for a storm. You know, another thing that we sometimes urge customers to do is, if you do know of a neighbor or somebody like that who may be disabled or older, who may need help, to check on them as well. So it's a lot of common sense type of things, but certainly keep the National Grid contact information close by.